听力课堂，听 class.com。
Welcome to Studio Classroom, everyone. My name is Steve. Thanks for joining us today to study English. Now, I want you to imagine for a moment your family selling its home and moving onto a small boat to sail around the world for 3 years. That's exactly what the Bach family did, creating for themselves an adventure of a lifetime. Before we formally introduce you to the Bach family, let's open up the word bank for a moment where we find the five-syllable adjective indisputable. It is an indisputable scientific fact that hot air rises. And let's look at an example sentence for the word heed. Jack never paid any heed to his parents' advice about money and now is in big financial trouble. Okay, let's open our magazines to page 36 and start the reading for Tightening Ties, Small Quarters, and Sailing Give a Chance to Bond.
Tightening Ties, Small Quarters, and Sailing Give a Chance to Bond. Living on a boat brings about big changes in the Bach family. Inside the Bach home in Hampton, Virginia, it's just another late Wednesday afternoon, with Mom Lauren taking a break and most of the kids busy in their rooms. It could be a scene from any place in the neighborhood. Then, there's the indisputable movement of the wooden floor as their 75-foot-long, seagoing home rolls up and down in the swells kicked up by a southwest wind. After more than 2,500 miles of sailing, however, no one pays much heed to the modest sway of the boat wintering in Hampton, Virginia, before continuing on a 3-year round-the-world journey. The Bachs and their kids have seen much worse.
Hi, friends. I'm Chip.
I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Rachel. We have a great adventure article for you today. We're going to be talking about a family that spends a lot of time on a boat. And definitely they've had their share of adventures on this boat. We have quite a title here, don't we?
It's a long title. It starts with the phrase, tightening ties. And that's a phrase that probably has two meanings in this article. First of all, because they live on a boat, tightening ties could refer to their keeping the ropes or the ties tight on their sailboat. And because they live as a family together on a boat, they are strengthening their relationships with each other. And we can also refer to that as tightening their ties.
Now let's take a look at the rest of this long title. Tightening ties, small quarters, or living spaces, and sailing give a chance to bond. In other words, living on a boat brings about big changes in the Bach family. As I could imagine, there would be many changes that would need to take place if you were to move into a boat with your family. So let's start learning about some of those changes right now.
Yes, I can't imagine living on a boat for a long period of time. Most people like to go for boat rides, but we're going to learn that this family is a little unique. Now, right away, we are going to go inside the Bach home in Hampton, Virginia, and it's just another late Wednesday afternoon. But before we go any further, let's go visit Liz with some grammar on the go.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to Grammar on the Go. My name is Liz, and I'm here in Virginia Beach, Virginia. It's not too far from Hampton. Our article begins with the sentence, inside the Bach home in Hampton, Virginia. It's just another late Wednesday afternoon. This is our grammar tip sentence for today. Notice the phrase, just another. It's an expression we use to describe how something is very ordinary or usual. So today's sentence just means that it's a late Wednesday afternoon like all other Wednesday afternoons with nothing special happening. Use this expression, just another, when you want to explain how someone or something is very ordinary with nothing special. For example, you find an interesting card in your mailbox, but when you open it, you realize it's just an advertisement. So you can say, this card is just another piece of junk mail. Or let's say you're trying to discourage your friend from buying an expensive and ugly painting. So you can say, it's just another ugly picture with an expensive price tag. If you have your Studio Classroom magazine with you, friends, be sure to check out today's grammar tip section for more example sentences. That's it for now. Thanks for joining. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. So it's just another Wednesday afternoon, and the mom, Lauren, is taking a break, and most of the kids are busy in their rooms. Now, it could be, our article says, a scene from any place in the neighborhood. And then something happens.
Well, there's an indisputable movement of the wooden floor as their 75-foot-long seagoing home rolls up and down in the swells kicked up by a southwest wind. Now, that is a pretty long sentence. Let's back up just a little bit first and look at that word, indisputable. If something is indisputable, it has to be accepted because it is definitely true. So there was no denying that this boat was swaying and moving in the water.
Right. If it's indisputable, you can't argue about it, right? You might see that word dispute in there, which is often a word we think of when we think of people having an argument. So this floor is moving back and forth, so they're not at home in a normal house. They're at home on their boat. And we also see here the word swells, because the boat is moving up and down in the swells kicked up by the southwest wind. Now, Chip, can you tell us what swells are?
Well, swells are actually waves, and they're waves out in the middle of the ocean. So normally when you and I would go to the beach, we would see the waves rolling in, and they kind of roll over each other, and they turn white on the top. But these are different kinds of waves, because these waves are not breaking, they're not rolling, they're out in the middle of the ocean, and so they're very big.
So their home is constantly moving, and after more than 2,500 miles of sailing, nobody really pays much heed to the modest sway of this boat that keeps on moving. So if you pay heed to something, you're paying attention to it, and you are maybe even considering it, but they are not paying heed to the movement of the boat. They've gotten used to it, so they don't even really pay attention to it anymore.
And we see here that the boat is wintering in Hampton, Virginia, before continuing on a 3-year round-the-world journey. So I guess the boat needs to stay in the same place for a while during the winter. That's what it means when we use that as a verb. The boat is wintering. But don't worry, that boat doesn't stay there for long, because it is on a big journey, a round-the-world journey that will take about 3 years.
3 years around the world as a family. This sounds like a pretty exciting way to spend 3 years. And our article says that the box and their children, or their kids, have seen much worse. So it sounds like they have seen much worse things than just a big swell in the ocean that moves their wooden floor.
And I have a feeling we'll be learning more about these experiences that they've had on their boat as we continue reading in our article and learning about this very special and brave family. But right now we are going to watch a skit and take a break, but stay with us because we will be back to learn more about the box.
Hey, what do you know about sailing? I know a song about sailing. Sailing, sailing over the ocean waves. What do you know about sailing?
I know some English idioms that came from sailing.
Really? Like what?
Well, like the phrase, smooth sailing. When you're on a sailboat and the water is calm, you have smooth sailing. There are no big waves or storms to upset your boat.
So smooth sailing means everything is going well?
That's right. There are no problems. Everything is going smoothly.
Oh, that's easy. What about the phrase to sail through something?
Well, when you sail through something, it means you do it quickly and easily. So, I might say, the test was really easy. I sailed through it.
Or, I sailed through my homework. It only took 10 minutes.
Yes, great. Well, you learned two idioms about sailing today.
Well, maybe we can sing the sailing song. Ready?
Sailing, sailing over the ocean waves.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, what's it like to uproot your family with four kids, buy a boat, and sail around the world? Sounds dangerous. Sounds courageous. Sounds like the makings of a huge adventure. It's no surprise that living together on a boat for 3 years would bring about big changes in a family. We'll see exactly how it affects the Bach family after we preview the idiom, long haul. If people invest their money for the long haul, then they don't pay attention to the daily rate changes. Next is the very useful adjective, global-minded, as in coming into contact with different cultures helps people become more global-minded. Okay, the reading continues on line 16. Please follow along in your magazines.
Tightening ties. And they expect they'll have to deal with many more challenges as they attempt to circle the globe together. After their first sail, they were all ready to get off. And some of them still get a little seasick, Craig Bach says. But with each new place we pulled into, it just kept getting better and better. And now they're all in it for the long haul. My husband asked me if I wanted to do this with him. We've always wanted to raise our kids to be independent, self-sufficient, global-minded citizens, Lauren says. We needed to do something more about the global part, and this was it.
Welcome back. Well, we have a unique story to tell you about. Again, we've learned before the break that there is a family called the Bach family, and they've been spending a great deal of time on a boat. Now, they've been traveling around the world. Right now, the boat is taking a little break, but they still have many more miles ahead of them and many more challenges ahead of them as this family of six lives on the boat.
It seems like it may have taken the Bach family a little bit of time to get used to living on a boat. The father, Craig Bach, mentions that after their first sail, they were all ready to get off, and some of them still get a little seasick. Now, he's referring to his family. It sounds like maybe Craig Bach has had some experience sailing before, but his family is new to it. And so riding on those waves in that rough water, sometimes your stomach starts to feel a little bit upset. So this was something that maybe his family was experiencing for the first time.
Right. And I think I have never been seasick myself. I don't know about you guys, but I can imagine that on those big swells, you know, your stomach and your body moving all over the place, I think my first sail out at sea like this would make me a little seasick.
Definitely. And they're circling the globe, so you know that different parts of the ocean have more treacherous waters, we might say. I'm sure that it's kind of like when you fly and you encounter turbulence at times. Well, I'm sure out on the water, they also encounter times of great waves and at times when people feel sick and they just wonder if their boat is going to make it.
But good thing, good news for them, with each new place they pulled into, it just kept getting better and better, and now they're all in it for the long haul, says the father. So, although they got sick for a while, they finally got used to it, and now they are in this for the long haul. Now, that's a phrase that we use quite often in English, so Chip, could you help us out and tell us what it means?
I think so. Well, a haul, or if you haul something, that means that you carry a load for some distance. And actually, here we're talking about the long haul, so we're talking about a very long period of time. Now, it's interesting, if I say that it was a long haul from this place to that place, then I'm not talking about a long period of time, I'm talking about a long journey.
Okay, very good. But if you're in something for the long haul, you are in it for as long as it takes to get there. And I like to think of even when people get married, usually they say, I'm in it for the long haul. It means I'm not going to give up quickly. I'm in it till the end, right? So
for a lifetime.
Yes, exactly. For a lifetime. So this is their attitude. It's an attitude of determination, and they're going to stick with it until they circle that globe.
And it sounds like the whole family is in on this. We've heard from the husband. Now let's hear from the wife. She says, my husband asked me if I wanted to do this with him. We've always wanted to raise our kids to be independent, self-sufficient, global-minded citizens. So let's look at a couple of those words first. How about if someone is self-sufficient? What does that mean?
Well, it means that they're able to do things, or they're able to supply what they need themselves, and they probably aren't dependent on others for help, similar to the word independent.
Okay, and that's a very good characteristic to have, especially when you are training teenagers because you want them to someday go out on their own and be able to take care of themselves. But also, they want their kids to be global-minded. Now, we know what global means, but Chelsea, what does it mean if you're global-minded?
Well, if you think about the globe is the earth, and to be global-minded, if you're using your mind, you're thinking about something. So you think about and you have knowledge about the whole earth if you're global-minded. For example, you might know about other cultures or other traditions or other people groups if you're a global-minded thinker. And that's what the box wanted for their children. And so the mother, Lauren, says that this was it. This was the way to make their children more independent, more self-sufficient, more global-minded.
And it's very true. When you do travel the globe and when you do experience other countries, you are more aware of the whole globe. You're more aware of how other people live, people who are different from you.
And so this is a very creative way to teach your kids about life outside of the United States, at least for this family. And most people might just take a plane trip to another country, stay in a nice hotel, but this family stays on the boat. And I'm sure through this, their relationships have really drawn a lot closer and they've learned a lot about the world.
And I'm sure there have been challenges, as we've seen. They have run into things like swells of the water, and we're going to learn much more about this family and the challenges that they've seen and the things that they've needed to do to make this 3-year journey happen. But right now, we're going to go to the chat room, and we'll be back tomorrow to look more at this amazing Bach family and their boat.
Welcome to this chat room. My name is Ken, and today we have Linda with us. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everyone. It is really great to be here with you all today.
So, Linda, this is a pretty interesting article, living on a boat with a family for a 3-year trip on the ocean. But I don't get where it says they have to deal with it. I thought you make a deal with someone, but here it seems to be a verb.
You're right, it is. Actually, Deal has several verb meanings, but when deal is followed by the preposition with, it means to handle whatever the noun is. Here, it's challenges to handle them successfully. Or we can also say, I can't deal with all of this work. I need help.
来看 deal 这个字，当名词用 deal 是一个交易，你可以 make a deal with 某人。但是 to deal with something 是指处理应付。如果你can't deal with 某一件事，你就是无法应付。You know, I heard this used when I was playing cards. That is what you do, right? You deal the cards.
Right. That means you pass them out to everybody playing. And notice that there is no with in this sentence.
All right. Deal 的另外一个用法是当及物动词，表示发牌。玩牌的时候，那个庄家的工作就是 deal the cards to everyone, 发牌给大家。
Hey, Ken, I'll cut you a deal.
You will what?
I'll cut you a deal. I'll make a deal with you.
What kind of deal?
Well, I'll tell you about it after the show.
Well, now I'm really curious. 这是一个片语 cut someone a deal, 就是和某人交易。这个片语呢常常用在买卖。若是卖方 cut 买方一个 deal, 就表示他愿意给予他一个优惠或是一个好价钱。
Well, right now it's time for Michelle, so don't go away.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们看 indisputable 这个形容词。IN 是否定的字首 ,disputable 是指有讨论余地的。所以 indisputable 是指无庸置疑的、无可辩论的或者是无可否认的。例如 ,one fact is indisputable, this mistake cannot happen again.很清楚的事实就是这种错误绝对不能再发生一次。它的副词是字尾去掉一将 ly 变成 indisputably。例如 ,their product is indisputably the best。他们的产品毋庸置疑的绝对是最好的。接下来我们看的是 heed, 这个不可数名词。heed 是指注意或当心。所以 pay heed to something 是指留意某件事。也可以说 take heed of something。例如 ,we didn't pay much heed to the warning sign and bumped into the roadblocks. 我们没有留意警示的标志结果撞上了 路障。或者是 ,you should take heed of your father's advice. 你应该要听你父亲的建议。最后我们看的是 long haul 这个成语。haul 是指距离所以 long haul 是指漫长的旅程或者是过程。例如 ,the training is harsh, but he performed well over the long haul.训练非常的严酷但是他整个长期的过程中表现得很好。或者是 It's a long haul traveling from Chile to Japan. 从智利到日本是很长的旅程。And you don't want to miss what comes next. Stay tuned!
Tightening ties. Small quarters and sailing.Give a chance to bond. Living on a boat brings about big changes in the Bach family. Inside the Bach home in Hampton, Virginia, it's just another late Wednesday afternoon, with Mom Lauren taking a break and most of the kids busy in their rooms. It could be a scene from any place in the neighborhood. Then, there's the indisputable movement of the wooden floor as their 75-foot-longSeagoing home rolls up and down in the swells kicked up by a southwest wind. After more than 2,500 miles of sailing, however, no one pays much heed to the modest sway of the boat wintering in Hampton, Virginia, before continuing on a 3-year round-the-world journey. The Box and their kids have seen much worse.And they expect they'll have to deal with many more challenges as they attempt to circle the globe together. After their first sail, they were all ready to get off. And some of them still get a little seasick, Craig Bach says. But with each new place we pulled into, it just kept getting better and better. And now they're all in it for the long haul. My husband asked me if I wanted to do this with him.We've always wanted to raise our kids to be independent, self-sufficient, global-minded citizens, Lauren says. We needed to do something more about the global part. And this was it.
With their 3-year adventure, the Bach family has plenty of opportunities to become more globally minded. How do I know? They're sailing around the world. You know, we really can't begin to imagine the challenges the Bach family face on their day-to-day adventure out on the open water, but hopefully we can get a small taste as we go through this lesson. Friends, don't forget to go on an adventure with your new vocabulary words. You'll find those in the front and back of your Studio Classroom magazine. Rip them out and take them with you so you can review them on the go. Join us tomorrow as the Bach family makes preparations to sail. Bye-bye, everyone.